Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Whenever Fred Barnes speaks at our annual convention, people leave feeling energized and ready to go to work. This year, with Mr. Barnes as the opening speaker for our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention, was no different. As always, he delivered a powerful address, and we'll be sharing excerpts of his speech all week on Pro-Life Perspective. If you're not familiar with him, Fred Barnes is the co-founder and executive editor of the Weekly Standard. From 1985 to 1995, he served as senior editor and White House correspondent for the New Republic. He covered the Supreme Court and the White House for the Washington Star before moving on to the Baltimore Sun in 1979. He served as the national political correspondent for The Sun and wrote the Press Watch media column for The American Spectator. From 1998 to 2009, he was host, along with Mort Kondracki, of the Beltway Boys on Fox News. Mr. Barnes appears regularly on Fox's Special Report with Bret Baier. From 1988 to 1998, he was a regular panelist on the McLaughlin Group. He has also appeared on Fox News Sunday, CBS This Morning, Nightline, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, The News Hour with Jim Lehrer, and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Today we pick up with his discussion of how the pro-life movement is stronger and more youthful than ever.
I know many of you go to the March on Washington in January every year, and to me, when I go down and watch it, there's so many young people, so many young people, teenagers, people in their 20s, young people from the church I go to. It didn't used to be that way. I mean, this march has been going on for decades now, and it used to be a bunch of older people, people like me and some of you out there. But now, like these young women over here, there are just so many of them, so many more. It is so encouraging. My daughters have gone. Pretty soon, I'm old enough that my grandchildren will go. Well, this will be a few years, but they'll be there if they still need to march on Washington. The pro-life movement to me is also politically wise, not necessarily wiser, but it's been very politically wise in pursuing a strategy of getting everything you can that's possible under the circumstances. You can call it an incremental strategy. That makes it sound pretty blasé, but the truth is the incremental strategy in so many states is saving the lives of unborn children, and once so many of these new regulations and limits on abortion are implemented in state after state, more and more lives of the unborn will be saved. And then, of course, the issue which has been really has emerged as important this year is the issue of fetal pain, something that, of course, National Right to Life. This is an issue that National Right to Life has been talking about for a number of years, and now its day has finally come. And one of the important things about it is, like partial birth abortion, when that was such a big issue, it focuses on the baby. Focuses on the baby. And who can tolerate, at least publicly, a baby in the womb that's feeling pain? Not many people. Hard to attack. As a result of this issue, can push back the date after which abortions can be declared illegal.
We'll pick up with more of Fred Barnes tomorrow on Pro-Life Perspective. If you'd like to order a copy of his entire address to our National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at prolifeperspective.com. And while you're at it, I ask you to consider joining us for National Right to Life Convention 2012 here in Washington, D.C. next June. 2012 will be a year of great challenges for the pro-life movement, and they are challenges we'll face head-on, as long as people are educated and prepared. I challenge you to bring two or three people with you so that you have a team of activists ready to get to work when you get home.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.